in the Americas are known as New World hantaviruses and may cause hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Other hantaviruses, also known as Old World hantaviruses, are found mostly in Europe and Asia and may cause hemorrhagic fever.
That would be like Ebola.
Yeah.
That would be the same symptoms as Ebola.
Well, I'm going to have to look more into this, but I appreciate you bringing it to my attention, man.
No problem. I mean, I don't want to be a downer about it, but I just want to be aware.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
You too. Got to hit our top of the hour break. More news and views when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. It's the largest deal of its kind, and final passage is expected in the Senate this afternoon for the $2 trillion package.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin praising the deal, calling it a very large investment in the U.S. economy.
Fox's John Decker, the deal agreed to by leaders of both parties in the Senate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill amounts to unemployment compensation on steroids, and that every American who is laid off will get $600 a week on top of their regular unemployment check. That provision, he said, will enable companies to stay afloat and immediately bring back those employees when things are safe.
And Britain's Prince Charles now in isolation after testing positive for the virus, his wife negative. Buckingham Palace says his mom, Queen Elizabeth, remains in good health and hasn't seen Charles for nearly 2 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow will be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. And Montgomery Fire authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. Yes, they are your local business, your local gym. I'm going to the Harrison Road location, Express Fitness 24-7 Hogan's Gym. They are following all recommended guidelines, not allowing more than 25 people in, making sure people are social distancing. They are wiping everything down very consistently. Overkill, really, and that's the way you should approach this.
Need to do right now, yeah.
But they have great opportunities. I know a lot of national gyms have shut down because of this. They're still open over at Express Fitness 24-7. Low sign-up fee. You can work out deals here, especially in this crisis. I love it. I like getting my workout in. I'm being a little more cognizant, of course, of this situation.
But I think in your case, it's also a stress reliever, as I imagine in most people's
cases. A major one. You know how I was covering for Greg as all this was going, and I didn't have a chance to go by there in the afternoon. And I could tell the difference.
A bit.
Just my psyche. For me, it really is a mental discipline thing and just let off some steam. I love it. And I'm also seeing some gains.
So there's definitely some gains there, Joey.
A point of accomplishment there. Y'all check out Express Fitness 24-7 today. Again, I'm going to the 3331 Harrison Road location, but there are locations all over the river region. Check out their website, expressfitness24.com. And be sure to tell them Joey sent you. They have everything you need to get a great workout in, whether it's cardio or free weights or weight machines. They've got it all. They're at Express Fitness 24-7.
Even when Bo Goodson come by Joey, he told me, he's like, man, Joey's bulking up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not quite yoked, but, you know.
Come on,
I'm
dude. It's working.
I'm getting there. 272-9228. Let's talk to Papa John. Hey, Papa John.
Morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
Papa John.
Hey, good morning, Eddie. You know, the there's a reason you have borders.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have borders, you no longer have countries, you just have continents. And without borders, you've got no control. And that's the purpose of having the borders, so you can control what happens with those people coming into your country, and you know when your people leave. Now, having said that, I don't care what measures are taken right now in general, unless people take the individual responsibility to make sure they're doing the correct things to stay safe and stay unaffected, it's never going to work.
Right.
Now, a best case scenario, and this would be the best case, if you locked everything down, you had no contact between people outside of your family. Within 14 days, those that had been exposed would either be out of the, out of the barnyard and no longer have to worry about it, or they would be symptomatic. From what I have heard, and this may be wrong, from what I've heard, it takes about 10 days, more or less, for you to become contagious no longer. If that's the case, you're talking about 30 days, this thing could be licked if people would be responsible.
Right.
My point is, I'd rather see it done sooner than later. Let's don't wait for it to keep growing and keep growing and keep growing until all of a sudden you've got a real situation on your hand where you cannot get in control of it. That if people would go ahead, and I hate, Joey, I'm like you. I don't like the government dictating to me what I can and what I can't do. But in this situation where if they did dictate that we had total lockdown for 30 days, this thing could be done. I mean, it could be over with. And we could get back to business. 30 days, it's going to hurt a lot of people.
And I don't even think it has to be 30 days. I think the true thing here is upping that hospital capacity and not needing as much capacity as we have more drug treatments that keep people from hospitalization. That and different parts of the country are having different breakout curves. So New York City, I think, is definitely going to take 30 days in that whole area. But even, say, Southern California isn't as bad as New York right now, and certainly a lot of the South isn't quite as bad, but especially dense population urban centers need to look out. People that are trying to flee New York City need to self-quarantine if they leave the area from up there. So it'll be kind of a patchwork approach in a good way. And
yeah,
we will lick this. Papa John, I got to run.
Okay, buddy. All right. See you later.
Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive, another great local small business here in Montgomery, Alabama. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. They're fully staffed. And Mike Jenkins texted me and said he just wants to thank all of you for the support you've shown through this crisis. Vehicles still need to run, especially in a situation like this. So whether you're looking for a standard oil change or you're looking for those tires to be rotated or the air filter to be replaced, they can take care of it. Or if you're looking for larger jobs, say, you know, the summer months will be here for too long. It's hotter here in early spring already. You might want that AC fixed before it gets too hot and humid down here in the South, as we know. Also, they can do transmission repair. They do it all. All their technicians are ASC certified. They have all the brand names of tires, so they'll have what you want. Call them today, Jenkins Tire and Automotive, 265-0792. Make an appointment. It's the smoothest, most efficient way to use them. They'll get you out of there at a reasonable price, or you can make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being great sponsors here. Y'all go and use them. They are fully staffed. They're looking for your business. They're there to help you in these tough times. More news and views when we come back. And there's a familiar face in the studio. Coach Tommy Tuberville is here. I'll be talking to Coach, candidate for U.S. Senate. What a campaign in the midst of all this. Be right back with Coach Tommy Tuberville.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, president and COO of Jenny King Gulf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean up there.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Watch her till she's gone.
I was trying to think who that was singing. It's been so long since I've heard that song.
Yeah, this came up on my random playlist, and I'm like, I know this song. I know what inspired this song.
Yeah.
In studio with us, Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate. We've all, like, he's actually got a very stylish hazmat suit on right now.
This is the first time I've been out in 5 days.
Is that right?
But I had to come over for do several things, and I wanted to, you know, just get out there and let people know that we're still living. But, you know, this campaign is obviously it's way down the road. So it's good to talk about something probably a little different. Unfortunately, it's something that we never would have thought 3 weeks ago. What has taken this country over, and man, has this world changed.
Yeah, the level of impact, and, you know, Birmingham, they just did a shelter-in-place order. I know the mayor did up there, wondering if that's coming to Montgomery anytime soon, but continues to grow. I think the last figure I saw was 283 of confirmed cases of coronavirus here in the state, which, you know, we're not New York, thank God.
But we're not testing either now.
Right.
We got more than that. We're not testing.
Right.
I think we test 250 people a day in Birmingham only. And it's pretty expensive. It's like $50 a test, but we're going to have to get into the game here before long and find out who's got it and make sure that they're quarantined, because it's coming. We're probably my people that I talk to up north say we're 10, 14 days behind, and it's coming. So we got to be preparing. You know, we got 5 million people, and they're saying if 50% of people get it, that's 2.5 million, and hopefully that doesn't happen.
Right.
But, you know, that's the worst-case scenario, maybe even more than that, or hopefully a lot less. But you got to prepare. You know, you can obviously tell that, you know, federal government wasn't prepared for this, and it's what it's become. But, you know, I think we have 14,000 beds in state, hospital beds. And there's a possibility we might at one time need over 100,000.
Well, what about some of these hospitals we've closed out in the rural? Do you think there's any way we'll be able to use those facilities at all?
I've talked to some of the leaders in their state house and senate, and yet they say they're looking into them. But again, you think about this too: our schools are closed down. We can use schools. They should be cleaning them right now. They should be
prepared.
If we're thinking about using them, you always got to prepare for the worst. And I've been talking to some people that are friends of mine that they could come in a 2 week period and put up 2,500 beds hospital in the rural areas. If this thing gets serious, if needed. Now, I've let people know that, but they're not going to be around long, because they're going to go somewhere. There's 150 people that work for this company, and they're going to be brought in to put up makeshift hospitals. And if you look around, UAB's always almost full anyway.
Right.
You know, the heart disease and cancer has not gone away since this virus has come in. You know, everything else doesn't stop. So, and ventilators, we only have, 500 to 1,000 in the state.
Right.
That's and just talking to people in New York, that's the one thing that if people really get it bad, you've got to get on a ventilator. I mean, you've got to have something to help you breathe, because it gets in your lungs. So that's the reason people taking this, if you don't take it light now, you better really be careful, because it affects some people different. Like, Joy, you might get it and
show no symptoms.
But you also might get it and just be devastating to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care. There was a 29-year-old that died yesterday of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, I might get it. It might not affect me at all. But we just don't know. The unknown is what's getting us. And like President Trump calls it, an invisible disease. And it is ramping up in New York. And, of course, they live on top of each other. So, you know, they're going to have an outbreak. And our big areas here in Montgomery, I would say Mobile, Birmingham, and Huntsville are going to be the areas that are probably going to get more cases, because more people are around each other.
Absolutely, and I can't believe that people in New York in particular, and luckily we don't have as much of this problem here in Alabama, you tell people to stay at home, well, most people are living in these high-rises with elevators and, you know, these narrow hallways, and it's like, okay, you know, you're locking people into these places that if somebody calls, say, in an aerospace, that can be an issue.
Yeah, my son lives in New York, and he said he'll get on an elevator in they have 500 apartments or whatever it is, and where he lives on 26th Street in Chelsea, right close to the Empire State Building. He said that if he gets to an elevator, you know, these older ladies and older gentlemen, they'll get on there and they won't get on. And they basically have told you, go ahead, I'm not going to get on there. Mm-hmm. You go ahead. Because they are scared to death, and rightly so. And, of course, as you said, they live right next to each other.
And you said your son's, he's going to stay there through the duration of this?
Yeah, right now. So we'll see what happens. Okay. But, you know, he's 25 and healthy. But it really, I had a friend now that was, he's 62, lives in Florida. He's a Marine, tough, great shape, eats great.
Yeah.
He gets it. And for 3 days, he was in, and still in ICU.
Wow.
Still in ICU and on a ventilator. But his wife says now it looks like he took that drug.
Oh, the chloroquine.
Oh, did he?
He took that drug.
Wow.
And so he has gotten much better. He's not out of the woods, but this is a guy now that's, I'd call 62, middle age now.
Right.
You know, and, you know, still in the military, tough guy. No, I mean, it got him, and it brought... Now, this was a week ago, so...
Right. I was going to ask you about him. I remember you mentioning him, but that's great news. What I'm hoping, and I think we should prepare for the worst, what I'm hoping is that it's actually, of all people, you know, Dr. Drew Pinsky. I've been following him on this, and he's been a voice of calm. He said what people are underestimating is that we really are the best medical system in the world, and when you get the best minds and all these resources coming together, private, government, the ability for our system to flex and create more capacity in terms of beds and ventilators and gowns and masks, as well as the ability to come up with drugs that will help folks like your friend. This will solve this problem, and we will solve this problem.
Well, we'll come out of this better, hopefully, that we're going to learn a lot of lessons. Just look, we weren't prepared, but whoever's prepared. But those that are listening right now, Go to look at TED Talk 2015 and look at Bill Gates. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that particular one.
5 minute talk talking about, folks, we got a pandemic coming. Now, this was 2015. Now, you want to be positive about all this, but it just goes back to government's never the answer to anything.
Right.
Ronald Reagan said that. It's the problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud President Trump's there. I can't imagine some of these other folks being up there trying to go through this, but he's got common sense. He'll make a decision. He got good people around him, but there's only so much he can do. Look at the CDC, Center for Disease Control. I was reading about them, you know, and they're the one that dropped the ball on the testing. They weren't near prepared for this. But the main focus that they've had for the last 5-10 years, you know what it is? Gun control.
Yeah.
Climate change and gender. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Three things that they should not be worried about at all.
You see where our government's gone. Wait, do your job. My gosh.
Yeah, right.
Do your job. And there's going to be a lot of this. And hopefully people that drop the ball, it's like coaching. You know, if I had a coach that didn't recruit very well and didn't coach very well, he'd be gone. But unfortunately, in our federal government, you can't run one off.
It doesn't seem. Right. They almost seem to get promoted, Tommy.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. Yeah.
And we better change it. You got to get the best people. Especially in something like this, you better have the best people for the job.
Again, folks, we're talking to Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for Senate, U.S. Senate here from the great state of Alabama. Now, of course, one thing this has done, and people are already, you know, looking at this issue, but the question of the Chinese government. Now, I've always made clear as a distinction on the show, I'm talking about the government. I actually would love to see the people of China continue to rise out of poverty. I think what the Chinese government did hurt their own people and has given the world this problem. Imagine yourself there in the Senate. I mean, what sort of ideas are you pursuing to hold the Chinese government responsible for what's happened here, but just generally how our posture towards China going forward?
Well, look at our government. Over the years, we've become more cozy with a communist country. We have gotten bed with them, so to speak, in terms of business. We've run most of our manufacturing. That's one thing that will change, I promise you. With the guy running this country, Donald Trump, he's going to change that real quick. And there'll be laws pushed through that we got to have so much of our medical supplies built in this country. But you can't trust people like that. They lie when the truth's better. They kill their own people. If we ever think that we can depend on them for anything, then we've lost our mind.
And then when they took that step to start trying to blame the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they're not a free country. It's now, like you said, that 1.4 billion people, but it's their government. It's their control of their people over there. And you can just tell what they're doing in Hong Kong. You know, the people over there, the guys, the girls and the guys, the kids that got educated here, they go back home after educated in our universities. They go back home and they're walking around Hong Kong going, wait a minute, you know, we got to do this. You know, we were free to say and do this in the United States of America, and we come back here, and this is wrong. So they start protesting, and, you know, that's what's going on in Hong Kong.
Well, and I actually had a gentleman on back when it was the anniversary, the 30-year anniversary of Tiananmen Square. And to see, when you see young men and women in Hong Kong waving the American flag should stand for exactly what they're talking about, freedom. And that idea is, you can't transport that idea to the world, but it doesn't mean we have to get in bed with these folks, the governments that are oppressing those folks.
Yeah, I think that Ronald Reagan, you know, will get all the accolades he gets for breaking down the wall, the barrier, the communism, and the USSR. I think President Trump, when he got in, his first thing, he went after China. He went right after their throat. He went after the mainstream business and started putting tariffs on them like they put on us. And that was his main agenda, because he knew how much they were building their infrastructure in terms of their military, and they're building bases out in the China Sea,
yeah,
you know, and expanding their territory. And whoa, wait a minute. And then we send stuff over, they tax the hell out of us. And they send stuff to us, we don't tax them, not with this guy. Right. I mean, he doesn't understand government. To the degree he understands business and common sense.
Yes.
And thank God we got him in Washington, D.C.
And, you know, it's funny. That was for so long when Trump was just candidate Trump instead of President Trump. People were saying, oh, he doesn't have the government experience. I mean, and honestly, I look at that and go, what is that worth when we've had these outcomes with the same people for 2-3 decades, as long as I've been alive, Tommy?
Government has run on autopilot as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do anything. They don't want to make a decision because they want to get reelected.
Right.
That's the reason we need term limits. That's the reason I'm running. I'm running because I know the problems. These people I run against, they don't know the problems. They've been in D.C. all their life. Come on.
Right.
And if we want to keep sending people up there, you're going to get the same result. And so I want to go help. I want to be part of the problem, but I don't want to get in politics. But just look at what's going on up there right now. You got one guy that's pointing fingers, doing this, that we're going to get through, and he's being positive. He's not negative. He gets up there and says, I want this to be done by Easter, and oh, my gosh, they all throw their hand. This guy's nuts.
Right.
Hey, he's just trying to be positive, folks. Right. You got to have a goal, okay? It's like football. You got a goal of winning a conference championship, and then you got a GPS to that goal. If we don't have a goal in mind of when this thing's going to be over, you don't have a GPS of how to get to that part, that spot. And that's the reason he's a leader. He's a guy that knows problems and knows how to – it's like a contract. He's a contractor.
Okay? Yes.
Hey, if I get done in a year, I get a $10 million bonus.
Right.
Folks, we're going to get done in a year. We're going to get it done. And he's going to push people. Can you imagine up there in those meetings right now, people are getting pushed. You know, they are getting pushed in every direction. Get your job done. Get these masks. Get these ventilators. Hey, get Ford to make this. You know, he's got an imagination, and government workers don't have imagination. They just go by set rules and regulations, yep, right. And if it don't work, well, now what do we do?
Right. You know, good to have somebody up there shaking things
up. Yeah, and that's one of the big reasons, Tommy, I'll be glad to tell you, you've got the Bader vote for sure, because you are not in politics. You're going up there for the same reasons I see Trump went up there. You're going up there to make positive change, do what you got to do, and get out. You're not trying to be a lifer. You're trying to straighten out what we have had issues with for the past 20-something years. Like you said, it's on autopilot. You want to get in there and take over, and I'm all about it. I am all about it.
Well, our autopilot just burned out.
Yeah.
You know, it just burned out. We just what is it, $6 or $7 trillion we just spent, you know?
Right.
Is that what we just...
Or it's $2 trillion, this recent bill, but there were bills before that.
Yeah.
Right.
I think total is going to be at $5 or $6 trillion. And do you know how much money that is? I mean, we don't spend that. That's how much we spend in a year's time to run the whole country.
Right.
And now we put that on the backs for our kids. We need a balanced budget.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We get a balanced budget, you stay within it. Now, when you get a balanced budget, and save $4.5 trillion. We have $500 billion left over. We put it in a rainy day fund. We save it. We don't go out and spend every dime that we send them. But these goofballs up there, these clowns in Congress, all they do is they look for ways to spend. Did you see the 10 or 12 things that Nancy Pelosi...
That's what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. I really want to see everything that was in that bill, because the things that I saw her trying to push, had nothing to do with the coronavirus.
I'm a Lou Dobbs fan. I don't know whether y'all watch.
Yes, sir.
And he was on, he's quarantined. He doesn't have the virus, but he's quarantined. But he came on a show last night just from Skype, and he said, listen, I better not find out that one of those things got in this bill. Because if it did, everybody up there ought to be run off. And yes. I agree with him. I mean, if we cow down to these socialists that want to change our country because of a pandemic, because they got us up against the wall, that's wrong. Because they're killing people. This thing should have been done 5 days ago.
Right.
Now, we were talking off air. Does the House now have to all fly back up there? Does anybody know that? Because if they do, why in the heck are they not up there right now passing this thing so we can get on with it? I don't understand that either. I really don't.
And the one thing I just hope out of the politicians and political leaders is don't make the problem worse. It's already a bad situation. Give hope, give leadership, get the job done, even in an imperfect, terrible, tragic situation. Some of these folks are, it's malevolent is my only word for it. It's, dare I say, it's evil to take a bad situation and manipulate and exploit it.
Called swamp. It's called the swamp, and it is so deep. Somebody gave me a sup pump the other day. I was in a restaurant. A guy walked up with a box, brand new sup pump. I said, "What's this for?" He said, "Coach, take it up there and try to drain the swamp.
Suck it dry.
We are sick of these people going up there living off this country and not doing anything for us." And he's exactly right. It's mind-boggling to me why we keep sending them up there.
Now, we got to hit a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to get into, because the governor has moved the election day from March the 31st, which would have been very soon, I guess it would have been next week, to now July 14th?
Yeah,
July 14th. So there's going to be a lot of campaign left here, and I want to get into how you're reaching folks, you know, still having to be fairly isolated. And I appreciate you coming here today, Coach Tuberville. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka, Alabama. Due to this virus outbreak, if you know you've hurt yourself or have neck pain, mid-back, low-back pain, other pains that you know or your muscles are just wear and tear over the years, don't fill up the hospitals and standard doctors. Go see Dr. Tom Pershing. He's a chiropractor with thousands of hours of experience, decades of experience. He's taught the practice himself. He'll get you a little bit of your family history, your own medical history on the first visit. Then he can start offering treatments that really do give relief. For instance, laser treatments have been approved since 74 with the FDA. Also, spinal decompression, which I've told so many people, don't do back surgery, find alternatives. And Dr. Tom Pershing can certainly do that for you. His number is 514-7600. 514-7600. Call Dr. Tom today and make sure to tell him that Joey from the radio sent you. More news and views when we come back. Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate.
She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Can't help it. Well, up on Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back. She ain't doing nothing wrong.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through the floor. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heater. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. In studio with us this last hour, Coach Tommy Tuberville.
The sun goes down on my side of town.
Candidate for U.S. Senate.
Some feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns.
And it's because of you, Coach, I started listening to music like this again. I remember Brooks and Dunn being a kid, though. I remember them well.
A kid? I mean, you're not...
I know.
Wait a minute now. They are still singing. Of course, they broke up.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And one of my best friends in life was produced their records.
Oh, wow.
Name is Mark Wright, yeah. And lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and... And he gets mailbox money now, but that Red Dirt Road album,
oh, yeah.
Nolan, telling how many albums they sold back when they, you know, plastic was being bought, but now everybody downloads their music. But, yeah, that old boy singing right there, he can flat sing.
There you go. Well, you got to remember, I'm born in 1988, December 1st, 1988. So right as Reagan's on his way out, I come here on God's green earth, and, you know, it is weird, and, you know, growing up as a so-called millennial, you know, coming out, I'm leaving college or getting into college as you have the crash in 08.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, our generation, luckily, I didn't take out any student loan debt, these sorts of things a lot of folks complain about. But it's just I've always known the division and the swamp as we know it, unfortunately. I didn't have the Reagan feels. I always knew kind of I have vague memories of the Lewinsky affair with Clinton. Then
so you remember Bill Clinton a little bit, huh?
A little bit. I remember in elementary school, we could put our vote in for Dole or Clinton. And my folks, my dad's always been an entrepreneur, hated taxes. So, that led me to more libertarianism. Yeah. But it's just always been and is only getting more divided. And one thing I hope in this crisis with the coronavirus is that Americans are finding out, hey, we're in this together. We're actually in this together and can accomplish things together.
Yeah. Did you don't remember when George Bush got elected over Al Gore? You remember that?
It's vaguely there.
I'll never forget. Election. I went to bed. I didn't know who won. Of course, I'm a George Bush guy, you know, voted for him. And I go out and pick up the paper. That's back, that was, what, 2000?
Yeah, right.
2000. Yeah. And I go pick up the paper and it's headlines, Al Gore won the election. Headlines of the Auburn News. Yeah, I'm thinking, got to be. Well, he had won it.
Yeah.
But and then the protest over the hanging chads and all that, what a debacle.
What a disaster.
That was a, our government can't even, we can't even run an election. You know, that's amazing.
Oh, and speaking of that, this crisis here with the virus has kind of thrown this election, your campaign, it's got to be a bit frustrating, I imagine. What did you think when you saw the date had been moved and what's going on here?
Well, here's the number one goal in this election is for somebody's got to beat Doug Jones.
Yes.
I mean, we got to get him out. Because we're in peril of possibly losing the Senate. We've got some people that are really struggling out there in terms of other races across the country. So we've got to get somebody in there. I'm the guy that can beat Doug Jones. I'm going to beat him. Now we're going to have, 100 days from our election in July? Whoever wins the runoff will have 100 days. And he's out there raising $1 million to $2 million a month. And we moved it, for some reason, as far as we could possibly get it. I saw the other day where Georgia, their primary in May, they're doing it all by mail.
Right.
You know, they're not going to the – and, you know, why couldn't we do something like that? But right. I understand why we moved it. I wasn't against – we couldn't vote next week anyway.
Right.
We're not set up for that. But the one thing that I was just disturbed about was, you know, we've got a constitution. Go by the Constitution. In tough times is when you really lean on the what is the right direction? We could have done a roll call vote with the legislature. You know, they could have gotten involved in it. That's who's supposed to change the election. Now, Kay Ivey, Governor Ivey did that, which I was all for moving it because we don't put anybody in peril. But we follow the rules. You know, follow the rules. Go by the rules. Don't change the rules in midstream. And let the people that are supposed to do it, and they would have moved it. I don't know how much different it would have been, but we have got to go by our Constitution.
Well, and this is right after this move. Everything got real bad with this crisis. Things started shutting down right after you got the endorsement of the president.
Yeah.
And you'd spoken to the president. And I'd imagine, because you've had that chance to actually speak to him personally on the phone, you know, you got a sense of the man and the president. Can you see how he might be acting behind the scenes, how he'd be working with that task force team? Did you get a sense of the guy and how he operates and thinks about things?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to people around him. I mean, the guy doesn't sleep now. If he sleeps 2 hours, that's it. He's always on the go. He's always thinking. And that's what leaders do. You might be thinking about an idea, then you pass it around people that really are experts in that, and then they make a decision on yes or no. But that's what leaders do. You get involved, but you don't just sit back and let everybody just make every decision because they're supposedly an expert. You get more than one opinion. But no, he's a man in charge, and thank goodness. I can't imagine really any other president in our lifetime that could handle it any better than this, because he handled problems all his life with union workers walking out in a big project or working a deal with somebody in Saudi Arabia. I mean, he's always negotiating. So that's what you do as a leader. You negotiate and then you make a final. You're not afraid to make a decision. A lot of leaders, that's what distinguishes some leaders from others. They'll make a decision. I mean, they won't hem-haw around about it. Right. That's what we're going to do.
And it is incredible, too, the foresight. You know, one guy that brought me around with Trump, because, you know, I was that libertarian skeptical, everybody, I've talked to you about that off air, but is Victor Davis Hanson, great war historian. And, you know, he made the case for Trump. That's the name of one of his books recently. And the issues you've been talking about in this campaign, that Trump has been talking about since he, you know, came down that escalator, are so germane to the issues of this virus and the crisis around it. Borders, immigration, controlling the flow, not just also, we've talked earlier about China and trade, but also generally, what is our relationship with international institutions? Like, in many ways, this is the Chinese government who lied, but it was also the World Health Organization who told us this couldn't spread person to person.
Just look at all the things he did early. Now, early, he went after China. He told NATO, you pay up or we're going our own way.
Right.
You're paying your part. We're tired of paying your way. Us, the taxpayer, you know, he took care of us for that. NAFTA, he said, this stinks. I mean, this is not going to work. We're changing this, and we're going to change it for the better. And he did. He went to Mexico, went to Canada, and said, listen, enough's enough. You know, you know what we were doing in this country. They were charging us every time we'd send stuff to Canada or anything manufacturing, anything agriculture, we sent it to Canada, they would tax the heck out of us.
Right.
You know what? We were paying for their socialized medicine.
That's exactly right.
That's what we're paying for. And so we're paying for socialized medicine in Canada off the backs of the poor workers in this country. Mm-hmm. And people don't really realize that. But you need to understand what this guy's done since he's been in there. So he has attacked every treaty, everything in the world, saying, listen, if it's on the back of the American taxpayer, we ain't doing it. Right. We're changing it. And so thank God he's done it.
Now, I was going to ask you about your opponent, and of course you're going to be, I'm sure, having arguments, discussions, you know, whether it's in the same room debating with Jeff Sessions or it's, you know, through the media, whatever it is, I'm sure that's coming up. But I actually want to ask you about your other opponent. And I'm sure you know this, especially if you get this nomination, you're going on to face Doug Jones. What happened last time is the reason Doug Jones was elected, in my opinion, was the media.
Sure it was.
And are you prepared to take on the national media when they start coming to town?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I've taken them on all my life, man, and they're going. But the problem is, when you get in politics, politicians really don't do anything, so they got to get personal, mm-hmm. and that's what will happen in the next 3 months. They, you know, I got this thing won, but they go come after me personally. I live in Florida, right? Come on, I've had a house down there 21 years. You know, a vacation home. How many people in this state have
Thank
a vacation
you.
Home in Florida? I pay taxes in this state 22 years. I've lived in this state many more years in the last 22 than the guy I'm running against. He's lived in Washington, D.C. He lived in the swamp. So there. But what they did is the day after they said, okay, we're moving the election, all the swamp people get together, you got to go after him. And he did right off the bat, and he got hammered for it. You know, because of all this pandemic going on, we ought not be talking politics right now. You know, you can talk a little bit, but he hadn't done anything, so he's got to talk about me.
Right.
Doug Jones going to do the same thing. Look at his votes. He voted against this thing at the beginning. And so he tried to make it good by coming back and voting for the stimulus or whatever we're calling this thing.
Well, he did what he was told, Tommy. I mean, let's be honest. He did what he was told.
They tell you what to do.
That's
they ain't not telling me anything.
Right. That's
I'm
going
to vote for the people of Alabama.
That's why I love the idea of you being in here.
Yeah. And President Trump saying they ain't not telling him what to do. He's going to do what's best for us, not what's best for Washington, D.C., or best for a group of people in the World Bank or, you know, some of those groups that across the world that control the globe. Mm-hmm. He's going to vote for the people of this country. He doesn't care anything. And that's the reason I like him when he said, listen, we got to be number one again.
Right.
We got to be number one. And he's exactly right. And that pandemic, that's what you get. Now we're in a pandemic, and that's the reason we need to be number one in making our own pharmaceutical supplies.
Exactly.
All of our manufacturing. We don't need to be dependent on anybody else because this world is changed, and everybody wants us. They want our world.
Yeah.
We ain't letting them have it. We're not giving it to the socialists, the liberal, the communists, the globalists. We're not giving it up. We're going to protect our young kids and our grandkids, and this is going to be their universe forever. We're going to pass it on to them. Folks, we had better get a border wall up because this just shows you that much more why we need a wall.
Oh, exactly.
We've got to know who's here.
Well, we got to hit another break here. But one message I've been leaving with, it's a question I've asked myself because I've been frustrated in the middle of this, especially covering the political side of it, seeing how the political media is acting. I realize, you know, we'll take steps, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, take steps, technology, American ingenuity. We'll get through this crisis, but we won't fully control the spread of the virus. What we can control, and it's a question I ask myself, will this tragic situation either harden my heart towards my fellow man or soften it? And I'm trying to go on the softened side. There are some things people in D.C. in particular and some of those media rooms up there.
They don't allow you to do that.
Yeah, I feel a little hardened heart here, right. But I'm trying to keep in perspective. This is about helping people, not about the
Are
politics.
They still getting paid, by the way? They shouldn't be taking a paycheck right now.
You know they're getting paid, Tommy.
We've got 50,000
right.
small businesses that need help.
Yep. Again, you were saying earlier, it's important to have leadership. One of the best leadership moves they could make right now is say, hey, I'm with the American people. I will not take a salary or I'll donate my salary. Because 50% of the people are going to be out of work before this is over.
Right.
Yeah, we
lead
need
by
more
examples.
More examples. 272-9228. We're going to hit a quick break, come back. We'll take a few phone calls here with Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate.
I think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes. and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I've never seen. Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning.
Welcome back to News and Views. Closing out the show here with Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate. We got a little bit of time here, Coach, to field a call or two. Before we do that, we had some people call in asking if they'd want to support your campaign kind of remotely, send donations.
Yeah.
How can they do that, help you out?
TommyForSenate.com.
TommyForSenate.com.
Just go on and if you want to make a donation or just ask a question, we answer questions all the time. I put videos up, you know, things that I want to talk about. You know, advertisements that you see on television that are not quite up to snuff in terms of supporting me from the other candidates. You can go in and really tell what I believe. You know, and that's one of the things when I talked to President Trump, he said, I see where they're coming after you, Coach, about the veterans. He said, you don't worry about that. You tell them what you think. I'm the same as you. We have got to take care of our vets. And these guys I'm running against running, well, he's mad at President Trump. I'm mad at everybody.
Right.
We better take care of our veterans. And so that's one of my pet peeves, but it's amazing how things work out.
Well, folks, TommyForSenate.com. And let's go to the phones. Red Top, this is a guy who's always a bit of a curmudgeon, but he, because he cares, too. Red Top, you're on with Coach Tommy Tuberville.
Senator Tuberville.
Red Top, how are you doing? I think you called the other day when I was here.
I did. Doesn't that sound good, Senator Tuberville?
It does. Sounds pretty good, Red Top.
Well, now, I want you to get used to it.
Tell me about Red Top.
I want you to get used to it, sir.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for hanging in there, bro. I know you're going to continuously hang in there, and we're shooting for you.
Thank you.
The aerospace industry is really the most important industry in Alabama and the only one that's making history for this state as far as the moonshot. And, it, of course, all the next moon landing and Gateway space program is pretty much seems to be set in stone. Do you think that is going to continue regardless of administrations and all that? You know, previously in the previous moon launches. They kind of set up the whole thing to go no matter what and get done. Is that the way this is constructed this time? Do you know?
Yeah. You know, when they brought Von Braun in years ago, he set it all up. You know, he picked out Huntsville, and I read about why he picked it out. He picked it out because it looked like his homeland.
Okay.
And also, you know, the pretty area up in Huntsville. And then the second thing, when he came in, he set up the University of Alabama Huntsville. He needed engineers. He wanted to train them, make sure he got the right ones trained. He set up the infrastructure with that. And, of course, you got the Redstone Arsenal there. But, you know, it is so much part of our economy in this state, the aerospace department is. The money's going to keep coming. President Trump wants to go to the moon. He wants to go to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost money. It's going to be done. Most of it will be done in Huntsville. We got to continue that. We've got to continue with the Redstone Arsenal. We've got now the FBI there. There's going to be much more moved there. Now we're trying to get the Space Force there. Now the Space Force, which will start under President Trump, this was his idea. And, you know, they're saying, as we hear, the next, there won't be another world war fought like World War II or Vietnam. It's going to be a cyber war.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to protect ourselves. And so he's calling it the Space Force. And it's either going to go Colorado Springs or Huntsville. That's basically the two areas. And hopefully, if we don't get all of it, we get part of it. Because it's a, you know, we got the infrastructure. And when you've got the infrastructure, you can really, really, you know, put a bid in to make sure that you get as much as you can in the aerospace industry.
And what a great investment that was in the state of Alabama. I'm encouraged about everything but the FBI coming up to North Alabama. Them guys are a nasty bunch. I don't know if they're doing anything damn good at all.
Well, you got to remember, that's their cybersecurity department.
That's right.
Within the walls of the Army, which is a Redstone Arsenal, and they will continue to grow too. But then you've got is it Google that's putting all their cloud up there in Scottsboro? They're building mm-hmm. huge buildings up there. The Huntsville area is a very popular place right now, especially with
we're
technology.
Set, buddy. I mean, this is the best thing that ever happened to Alabama, and it started with Wilbur and Orville Wright right here in Montgomery. So. What a great tradition, and I'm glad to hear it's carrying on, and you're all for it.
Yes,
hope
sir.
To see you soon, thank Senator Tuberville. Thank you.
Thank you, Red
see
Top.
See you, Red Top. Did Red Top really just call you, Coach? Did he really just call you bro there?
Hey, I know he did.
That's right.
Hey, I've been called bro. I've been called a lot of things in my life.
Oh, I bet
with
you have, Coach.
40 years. I can't imagine what I'm going to be called the next 7-8 months. It'll be interesting.
Well, Coach Tuberville, thank you for making time today.
And that's great. Yeah, thanks for letting
you.
Me come. Jack, we need to get him back in here.
Right. Yes.
You know, we've enjoyed it here, but, you know, Jack is a staple of
yes,
this
he is.
Industry. And
yes.
So is Dan here, you know,
yeah.
Is coming in.
Yeah, Jack wanted to be here today, but doctor's order said stay home. Once I think this eases up on the crisis, we got to have you back. It's going to be a long slog, like we said,
oh,
in this
man.
Campaign.
Long 3 months. But I'm looking for. I love challenges, and this is just another challenge. And
there
so,
you go.
So we're going to make it positive. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for being here, Tubbs.
Folks, thank you all for listening. Dan Morris is next, and thank you again to